Many people sweltering in this week's heat wave sought comfort in swimming pools, lakes, and ocean beaches. NPR's Richard Harris encountered some divers who found a swimming hole that was far beyond mere relief. Brisk would have been an understatement. Richard sent us this audio postcard from the U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker, the Healy.
I'm standing right now in the middle of the Arctic Ocean. The coast of Alaska is about 100 miles south of me. The North Pole is about 1,200 miles north of here. I'm on a layer of ice about 10 feet thick. And there's a great deal of activity around me. About a dozen people in orange jumpsuits are out on the ice doing a scientific expedition to this really poorly understood ocean. One of the bravest of the bunch is a graduate student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks named Elizabeth Calvert. She's wearing a dry suit, and she's about to get wet.
Today we're going to go diving. So we go down, we count the different species of amphipods.
And what are those?
Amphipods are small bugs. They're in the crustacean family, and they live on the sea ice.
So how long will we be in the water?
We usually make it 25 to 30 minutes before we get too cold.
Yeah, what is the water temperature?
It's about 30. A couple days ago, we took some sample jars down. We had filled them with fresh water at the surface just to get water in them before we took them down. We got down, and I looked in the jar, and I thought, that's weird, it's frozen. But it's because it was fresh water, and we took it down to the salt water, and it was colder. Yeah. It's frozen in the jar. I thought, boy, it's really cold if it froze under here.
And you were swimming in that.
That's right. We're not supposed to be diving in water that cold.
How can you stand it at all? I mean, geez.
Well, your cheeks, the little triangles on your cheeks are exposed. That's sort of the only part of your body that really touches the water directly. And the first 5 minutes are the worst. You kind of get an ice cream headache.
Elizabeth and her diving companion, Katrin Eichen, get on their wetsuits.
So we also attach everything that we take with us to us. That's because of the mile and a half of water underneath us. There's no way of retrieving it if we drop it, anything.
And slip into the water over the edge.
Ready? Yep.
On the surface of the ice, there's very little sign of life. A kittiwake, a gull-like bird, flaps by, but that's about the only sign of life here. However, under the ice, a lot is going on. And that's what Elizabeth Calvert is going down to take a look at. Twenty minutes pass, then 30, then 35. Okay, this is the divers coming up to the surface.
That was a long
dive. My fingers don't work anymore.
So welcome back.
Thanks.
How was it?
Cold. But it's really pretty under there. Lots of amphipods.
Good.
Yeah.
Richard Harris, NPR News, someplace in the Arctic Ocean.
My lips don't work right now.